Septage concerns and property taxes prompted one Midland Today reader to ask how Tiny Township was collecting, and properly spending, their tax dollars. The short answer, according to Tiny Township staff, was effectively, wait until the 2025 budget is passed next week, and the Ministry of Infrastructure provides a decision on a grant application. As background, Midland's budget talks of 2023 saw the town announce they would close off acceptance of septage from outside municipalities due to Midland ratepayers shouldering the projected $200 million, 10-year required upgrade, with Tiny Township contributing nearly 60% haulage to the facility. Due to the announcement, Tiny Township worked with Midland Council and staff toward a solution, which included a joint delegation at the Association of Municipalities of Ontario conference in 2024. Later, Midland received a $30 million grant toward infrastructure to the town, and Tiny attempted to snag a similar $5 million grant, which would go to an upgrade to the town's wastewater treatment center, allowing Tiny residents a return to hauled septage at the site. Tiny Township reader Matthew DeBeau wrote in to state he was relying on a holding tank which needed to be pumped out monthly, as just one of the roughly 550 such properties within the township. "My costs have doubled due to this situation," wrote DeBeau. "This issue is compounded by an increase in property taxes. Personally, I really don't know what amenities my property taxes are really covering at this point." Midland Today asked staff of Tiny Township for responses to the concerns. Deputy SAO and Corporate Services Director Haley LeBlond noted that distribution to amenities would be provided once the draft budget becomes approved, which is to be addressed at the January 8 regular meeting. "During budget discussions in December," replied LeBlond, "council directed staff to target no more than a 7% municipal tax rate increase for 2025. Staff will be reporting back to council on January 8 with proposed adjustments to the draft budget to align with council's direction." Public Works Director Tim Leach was asked what the most recent information was regarding septage and the wastewater treatment center in Midland, with Leach reiterating the joint efforts toward receiving the Housing Enabling Water System Fund. "Updates will be provided once feedback has been received from the Ministry of Infrastructure," he said. In regards to septage and resident taxation, Leach replied, "Septage costs are managed by the individual property owner and not by the general tax base rate, as that is not permitted. Tiny has a septage holding tank management program, where pump-outs inspections are required on a predetermined basis to ensure systems are kept up to required standards, i.e. Ontario Building Code. Property owners are responsible for all costs associated with their septage management objectives." A forthcoming response from Midland staff regarding Tiny Township, septage and the wastewater treatment center was not available at the time of publication due to seasonal holidays.